Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. More than 3,200 union members who assemble Boeing fighter jets in the St. Louis area are on strike after rejecting the aerospace company's latest offer. We turn now to our KMOX business analyst, Jerome Katz. He's a professor of management at St. Louis University Chaffetz School of Business. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us on short notice this morning.
Glad to be of help. What do you got?
So when we look at this this issue of these machinists saying the company's offer is not good enough for them, talk about the nuances of this, because the company is coming out and saying, hey, you know, this is what we've offered as far as wage increases. Why would a union say no to that?
Well, remember that the workers at Boeing who assembled the commercial jets went on strike about a year ago. And they ended up with a 38% pay increase. Basically, the St. Louis branch of that same union, the IAM, looking at the offer from Boeing now, is saying that is a 20%. They're offering a 20% increase. It is, this is one of those devil in the detail things. Boeing says that it's closer to 30% because of changes in terms of periodic raises, more vacation time, more sick leave. So there's clearly a difference in what they were making as their initial offer. And remember that Boeing's strike in Washington state lasted for 7 weeks. In fact, the last time the St. Louis branch of IAM went on strike was 1996, and they were on strike here for 99 days. So it's this is a case where it's probably going to be a lot of negotiation on the numbers being offered to the machinists here. Part of that's going to be that the union wants something a lot more comparable to what the commercial airplane assembly team got.
Jerry, when we look at this from Boeing's perspective, how careful do they have to be with this? They have taken some hits to their image in recent years.
And that's for a lot of different reasons. A lot of it comes from issues around the build quality. Remember that the build quality issues have been around the 737 jet primarily, and that's one of the planes assembled in Washington state. Their military planes have a stellar record. We're talking about the F-15, the F-18, the T-7 trainer, the new F-47 fighter jet that President Trump just announced is going to be built here in St. Louis. And those have a stellar reputation. So, and in fact, Boeing just had one of their best years ever coming off of that strike. So they are flush with cash. They have all kinds of backlogs for commercial planes and for military planes. No one is, there's very few cancellations for the Boeing jets. People are just saying make them better.
One last question that I have for you, Jerry, and you mentioned that these are the machinists that assemble the military aircraft, and specifically that F-47A. Is there any chance that the White House could try to step in and move this forward?
Trying to predict what the White House will and will not do is one of the toughest things to do in all the world right now. Heads of state can't do it. Poor old professors from SLU can't either. It could happen. Betting on it right now is not something I'd suggest doing.
What could make this move? What could create some movement in the negotiations between the two sides?
Both of these, Boeing and the IAM, know how the game is played. There may have to be a strike. It may have to go into that to show Boeing these people here are just as serious as the folks in Washington State were. Boeing has a lot of money, and as long as they're making planes, they're going to be making a lot of money. So the question is, how much of that money can the workers get? Right now they're saying, Boeing here is saying that they can do get the work done with non-union labor. That's possible. They were able to keep doing some assembly in Washington state, with non-union labor, but their productivity declined And that did put them financially in extremis. So either way, I think there's going to be a settlement. I think it'll be better than what they've got right now. I just can't tell you how long it's going to take or if there's anything that the larger government can do to make it happen faster.
Well, Jerry, thank you so much for joining us on short notice. We appreciate your insights.
Have a great week.